This is VOA News. Krista Melton.
Arguments are underway in Washington in the historic second impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump, with lawmakers set to decide whether it is legal under the Constitution to try him after he's already left office. Nine Democratic lawmakers from the House of Representatives acting as prosecutors against the former U.S. leader are arguing at Trump's trial before the 100-member Senate that he should be held accountable for inciting the storming of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th, as senators met to certify the presidential election victory of Trump's rival, Democrat Joe Biden. The Democrats showed the Senate a video of the chaos that unfolded in the Capitol building on that day, with protesters physically overpowering Capitol police officers and lawmakers hurrying to exit their meeting chambers in search of safety. An emotional representative, Jamie Raskin, said, quote, "Senators, this cannot be our future. This cannot be the future of America. We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government," unquote. Trump lawyer Bruce Castor responded, quote, "We can't possibly be suggesting that we punish people for political speech in this country," unquote. His co-counsel, David Schoen, said the Senate trial would, quote, "open up new and bigger wounds across the nation, for a great many Americans see this process for exactly what it is, a chance by a group of partisan politicians seeking to eliminate Donald Trump from the American political scene." Rescuers are still working Tuesday to find at least 35 Indian construction workers trapped in a tunnel 2 days after the hydroelectric dam they were building was swept away by a flood triggered by a collapsed glacier. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States on Tuesday condemned violence against protesters in Myanmar just over a week after a military coup took over the democratically elected government. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters, "We repeat our calls for the military to relinquish power, restore democratically elected government, release those detained, and lift all telecommunications restrictions." That's the end of his quote. Earlier Tuesday, Myanmar police cracked down on people protesting the coup in the capital of Naypyi Taw by firing warning shots, rubber bullets, and water cannon. At least two protesters were seriously injured with what are believed to be gunshot wounds. Demonstrators gathered in the streets of Myanmar's capital for a fourth consecutive day Tuesday, defying a set of restrictions imposed by the military junta aimed at stopping the massive protests. Tuesday's protest occurred just hours after the military announced an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew would be imposed in the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. The regime has also banned gatherings of more than four people across the country. In addition to the United States, the United Nations has voiced strong concern over the clampdown. The head of the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board said Tuesday that the pilot of the helicopter that crashed and killed basketball superstar Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others apparently violated safety standards by flying into clouds. The helicopter was taking the passengers to a youth basketball tournament amid heavy fog in January of last year when it crashed into hilly terrain outside Los Angeles. The chairman of the NTSB made the revelation on Tuesday. The lead investigator said pilots can experience what he called spatial disorientation when they are unable to see the sky or landscape around them. The board said in June that the pilot told air traffic controllers the helicopter was climbing out of heavy clouds when it was instead descending immediately before crashing into a hillside. The NTSB previously said there was no sign of mechanical failure on the helicopter and that the crash is believed to have been an accident. The Space Agency for the United Arab Emirates announced Tuesday that its unmanned Mars probe has arrived at the red planet and successfully entered orbit. The Emirates Mars mission, known as the Amal or Hope probe, announced the arrival from its official Twitter account. The probe's successful drop into orbit makes the UAE just the fifth nation in the world to reach the red planet and the first in the Arab world. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.